Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. My son Matthew Deagle should be here shortly. We just got his voicemail, but I'm sure he'll be around. What people have to understand what's going on is Matthew uncovered something that I've later been able to confirm, that the 2,500 plus American and our allied Joint Strike Fighters F-35s, in actual fact, are weaponized stealth bombers to bomb drop 6,600 pounds of nuclear weapons on our enemies. And this was conceived during Bill Clinton, who also conceived the demolition of the World Trade Center towers, which are sick buildings, declared back during Clinton's years in office. And, of course, the operation that later was confirmed during George Bush Jr., which is Presidential Directive 51, and literally enmeshed in the wings by Bill Clinton. The Clintons are still kind of managing a lot of the power and the control in America. You see with the media, they're 98% lockstep with everything the Democrats do. Stealing elections, promoting foreign wars, selling uranium to Russia, you name it, they do it, okay? And even collaborating with Republicans. Remember George Bush, working with George Bush Sr., and the same with Barack Obama on the Democratic side, all collaborated with basically Bill Clinton and the globalists setting up the Special Activities Division to take over even more power away from the president with Presidential Directive 51 in 2007, before Barack Obama even took office a year later. And with the financial collapse of 2008, it activated it. Matthew discovered that. I'll pull up the evidence. I took care of a lot of people. In fact, it was in direct interaction with one of the contract design engineers for the F-35 strike fighter in Colorado, and I know this is not a strike fighter. This is a lie. This F-35 couldn't outmaneuver a Russian 1970s MiG jet. But, as a stealth fighter with the signature of a bird, it can drop a nuclear bomb on Moscow or Leningrad or any other city in Russia, or the same in China, and they'll see absolutely nothing coming before they're destroyed. So, in terms of a preemptive strike, you wouldn't see a missile signal or anything like that by satellite. It has the signature of a bird. And we could literally take out all of Russia and China, and they would have absolutely no recompense, including all our military bases, could be annihilated within hours, and there's absolutely no warning whatsoever of us coming. Okay? So people need to grasp that. We also have space-based weapons, including a Grazer, which is a gamma weapon, other linear accelerated weapons like it's called rods from God, where we linearly accelerate depleted uranium rods that are over a meter long. And these rods will come down at roughly 30,000 miles an hour with no sonic boom, okay, and by the time they hit the ground, they actually explode with the power of a nuclear explosion because of the compression of the rod at ground level. So you have to understand that we have weapons in space our enemies do not have, including space-based scalar weapons that trigger off earthquakes, volcanoes, and superstorms. The fact that we're hit with these superstorms indicates that either Trump doesn't know or is not aware or is not in control of them, because the SAD and these other divisions of these intel agencies are, or they've dissected, and it's a need-to-know basis even for the president to know what they're up to, including the drug trade, the illegal organ trade, and everything else. Remember, our secret intel agencies run the world. Our banks run the world. That's why if Donald Trump made a few phone calls, he could shut down the oligarchs and the Chinese government in a matter of hours, not days or weeks. People don't know that, do they? They don't realize that SWIFT money transfer system and the influence of our banks and our control. That's why I get a kick out of Macron trying to say, you know, he wanted America's, you know, shouldn't be nationalistic. No, America has to be nationalistic because the globalists don't want nation states. But we don't want it to also be abused. Right now, though, Trump is going to be forced to start using more and more aggressive tactics against the Democrats and the globalists, including Rhino Republicans. And it's going to get nasty. And so there may be a mutation of Trump toward a form of justifiable totalitarianism that's going to get scary. So I wonder if we've got my son Matthew now. Matthew, are you there? No luck whatsoever. That's really unusual, because usually Matthew's right on the ball unless something happened. Well, that's unusual. I wonder what's going on there. Let's see if I can find out if Matthew Deagle is available. Okay. One of the things that I'd like to do to people is have them be brave enough to call. That's 877-317-6432. That's our call number to the studio board op. And, of course, you guys are pretty quick at picking up the calls. I don't get calls. I just don't. And I do rarely they call, but they need to stay, number one, on topic. No ad hominem attacks. And don't be disagreeable. In other words, don't go and try to attack me personally, because you're not going to like the outcome. It's going to get very, very vicious. Do ask a straightforward question. I'll give you straight analysis. If I don't have the full answer, I'll give you a breakdown logically of how to achieve and find the answer. But you'll be surprised that you can ask me a question in any sphere of human activity on Earth, and I will give you at least the best answer I can immediately, and a logical way to find the answer if we need to get back in the next day or the next week or next month. But I'm going to provide you answers to everything, not just something. So people need to understand that. Here we are. We have Matthew, yes. Let's see if I can get him on my speakerphone. So, because I want to hear Matthew's opinion. He told me the other day he was going to be available. One of the other things I see coming, and let me go over to Drudge, because one of my favorite places to do is to Drudge it, I call it. firstly, looking at the EU is taking back control. That means that the Evening Standard, the European Union is trying to take control back of Britain. The Brexit, which was managed, this one...
thank you for calling Matthew Deagle's Real Astrology.
She's not responding. Okay, well, we keep on trying them, and maybe the next segment we'll get them. Now, we also have some other kind of bad stories out there. Kellyanne's husband launches a new anti-Trump group. Now, why would Kellyanne's husband do something that obscene? This puts her in a very bad position. The Democrats are everywhere. They're, you know, anti-Trumpers anywhere. There's things that Trump needs to do to correct himself. Trump is not yet a Christian. That's why I call him Trump Pinocchio. But he's a good man. And he's trying to do patriotic things for America. And he's trying to counterpunch against these crazy Democrats and Rhino Republicans. And I'm praying for the man to become, go from Trump Pinocchio, a wooden president, to become a real life boy, just like Pinocchio. But for Kellyanne's husband to do this, I think is really obscene. And, of course, the CNN's actually suing Trump over him kicking out Acosta out of the newsroom at the White House. He's fully justified in doing that. The fact that CNN thinks that it's an American right to be abusive and constructively obstructionary to make sure other journalists don't get a chance to ask reasonable questions from the president, but want on one stand it just for his own sake to kind of, you know, be a celebrity because he tries to beat up on the president. President Trump's a counterpuncher. He's a professional word boxer. You want to go in the ring with Trump, you're gonna end up face down on the mat. Okay, so Acosta's gone, and I don't think that if Fox backs CNN in its lawsuit, Fox is backing it. Great for ratings. I guarantee you that Trump is not going to allow Acosta back in there. Acosta will be Acosta himself with guards at the door if he thinks he's going to barge his way in there. This is not going to happen. He's not going to grab the microphone away from an intern at the White House. It's just not going to happen anymore. I find it amazing. Canada agrees to a Brexit deal. Again, this is a report. Boris is the next prime minister? Absolutely. Boris is almost certainly going to take over from Theresa May. Theresa May is her last gasp is what's going on right now. which is to keep Britain from leaving the European Union. And the reason is they want to control their immigration so they're not flooded with immigration. Right now, London, I call Londonistan, is so flooded with people in the British Commonwealth and Muslim countries, it's what we call Londonistan now. Including the mayor is a Pakistani maniac who's an extreme Muslim and is affiliated with Muslim extreme groups. Gene editing for food, but will shoppers buy? They're going to create frankenfoods. I mean, it's already getting bad. If you see an animal, they won't eat frankenfoods. It's like the infrared signature doesn't look like food, so they don't touch it, including insects. This is really going on here. I can't believe it, but it's true. When we come back, hopefully we'll track down Matthew and find out, where is Matthew? Where is my son? And he'll hopefully soon be doing a radio show on his own here on this network, on the deagle-network.com, on my stream. And by the way, listen to the show when we start getting it, and we'll announce it next week when it's activated. Listen only on the stream, which are stream players, on Nutramedical, Clay and Iron, and Deagle Network. Don't go to the Genesis player to listen. Just listen on ours. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. And, of course, we've got lots of neat things to talk about. I want to go over some of the things. Firstly, in terms of the caravan, 300 of them, they're jumping the wall and doing other things. There was no troops there present near the wall. What needs to happen is that we need to commission and have citizens that are actually hired to actually intercept these people. They then need to be grabbed by police and put an anklet on them, tracker anklet, that they can track them anywhere they are. And we need to put them into a, if they're coming here and trying to look for asylum, they need to be shipped back to their home country immediately. If it looks like they have a reasonable reason for asylum, they need to be sent to a work camp with a tracker anklet, so when they're finished their work, they get half their salary, they get shipped back to their home country. Jumping the wall should dislabel them from ever getting citizenship. When they're going to violate the law to try to get here and not go through the regular process, it should disable them from receiving citizenship and make the period long, 5 years. 5 years, once you're shipped back to your home country, you're not going to apply asylum or get into this country and legally be allowed to be here. There's probably estimated, not 22.1 according to Harvard a couple months ago, more like 35 to 40 million illegals. And this is the reason why, part of the reason why the Democrats are surging. There are multiple states like Florida and California where millions of votes are coming in. They're basically Democrat supports. 86% plus are voting Democrats. And they want, the Democrats want this gruel class, they call this poor class of people that knows that the Democrats don't want borders. They don't want ICE. And they don't want to say it publicly, but they're going to try to defund it. What they'll try to do is defund ICE so they won't have enough beds to put these people in to get them ready to actually ship them back to their home country or get them ready for court. What I see happening is the Democrats are going to kill themselves. We have another new chief of staff that's coming out of the White House. And that looks like he's going to be announced today. We have a big shakeup coming in the White House. Trump is going to move from a team that is working on backing Trump's agenda to a team getting ready for the 2020 election. that team has to start counterpunching the Democrats. So an independent council has to be set up. Attorneys general across the country have to start fighting the Democrats where they're feet are planted. That means legal challenges like the election fraud going on in Arizona. That should not be allowed. I don't know why the president's putting up with that. They need to challenge what's going on in Florida, which is, by the way, Governor Scott, who's running for Senate now, should actually make sure this happens, and as well as Pam Bondi, the Attorney General. What I see happening is the counterpunches from Trump and from Republicans across the country should neutralize the Democrats and make them realize you can't just be sitting complaining like you were when you weren't in power. Now you have to start collaborating on the things that are good for America and Americans. And we can't have a strong world if you don't have a strong America, because America is the engine that keeps the world economy going. It's not going to happen out of the blue if we don't have a strong America. It's just not. And I don't think people get that yet, do they? They don't understand this. California wildfires now have a total dead of 51, and there's still 100 plus missing. It's my feeling that this death toll is going to rise considerably more, and the fires are not at all contained. People need to understand that that's what's going on here, don't they? So I expect that will happen. What we're going to also see is we're going to start seeing evacuation fatigue, where people are getting tired of getting out of there. Many of the missing are including people in their 80s and 90s. These are people that couldn't get out of the way when the fire moved really fast. Some of them are going to be animals trying to survive, like this shivering horse in wading in a pool. The horse is smart enough to went in the pool so the fire wouldn't burn them up. ISIS is claiming fires are retribution and vows more. Wouldn't surprise me if some of these fires are actually set by Muslim terrorists besides drones. We know there are so many drones in the air. My military contact expert was up during the fires last year. Told me that, in fact, there are so many drones in the air setting fires, and along with directed energy weapons, that they couldn't even get helicopters with fire retardant into those areas in Northern California. And now there's a year later, and Fox News have put out these alerts that even here in Southern California, where we almost lost our home last year, we had a fire across the ridge about 20 to 30 degrees across the horizon. Luckily, it didn't get further, and of course, it wouldn't likely burn, because on the other side of our mountain is our Gopher Canyon resort, you know, the country club, which we belong to, and it's very unlikely to burn grass and actually be able to jump over and hit the mountain with the chaparral and then come down on our side and get us. So luckily we have the, you know, geography. Luckily that's not going to happen, but a lot of people are going to be taken aside, because when these fires get started, they can move it up to 300 miles an hour, and they can devastate an area very quickly, and you can't run away fast enough to get away from it before there's walls of fire on every side of you. And putting you in grave danger. So that's what I see happening here. Another interesting thing is the change in the economy. People are getting tired of phones. I had a big problem. I was on the phone with one of my people because I'm working on trying to get a private labeled version of the Prime My Body Oil, which we're going to get a private version that we will actually private label, that's going to be considerably cheaper, but it's basically the same product made by the same company. And so, while I was in the middle of that conversation yesterday, my phone locked up while I was downloading something, an update on iTunes. And my wife was pretty good at computers. She spent hours to try to get it fixed. I finished it today. Was not funny. My computer and my iPhone was, like, incredibly messed up. I mean, it was, like, totally incapable of being used at all. That's what I see as happening here. And people need to understand we're now being cyber-shackled by these phones now. And I don't think people get it. They don't realize just how bad this really is. They're not aware that, you know, step by step we're being turned into what we call cyborgs. I don't think people get it, do they? So what I want to see happening is people start to kind of turn off their phones, change their apps, do other things so they're not under the control of what I call the cyber state. And now, of course, the intel agencies and their Facebook and Twitter and other agencies are basically arms of the octopus of the deep state. And eventually, if they can hack into your consciousness with infrasound to your pituitary temporal bone, or directly into your cortex with games like a brain interface strip you can put around your cortex and your frontal lobes, so you can see and hear things in cyberspace even without eyes or ears, that's where the direction of this is going. Because if they can work with the alphabet of the brain and the visual and auditory alphabet, they will literally hack into your consciousness and know the intentions of your heart. That's where I think certain things are going. Now, I'm going to switch gears a little bit here, and I want to kind of go back to some of my other announcements I've been making over the last few days. We did a review, and I want to review the process for consultations. Now, firstly, I just did a bunch of phone consultations this morning. They're free. I give people startup, and when I realize they're too complex, we can't fix it. I had one gentleman whose father's had four strokes in the last 6 months or so. The first one, they gave him hyperbaric oxygen, but his wife needs to relent and give the power of attorney over to the son. But he needs a full consult. He needs all his medical records transferred. We need to get him back into hyperbaric oxygen. We need to get him on nutraceuticals to resurrect his myelination and circulation to his brain. We need to do things that are going to make this man have a chance to survive, not be on Oxycontin, which is on right now. And you can all tell he's in a deteriorated condition, and he's frightened and now addicted to Oxycontin while he's dying. So we'll intervene.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Just like a professional boxer, fighter, or baseball player. And Michelle is here. And, of course, she's early because we are going away to an art show up in California here, just up the road.
Dana Beach.
Friday. So we're going to rebroadcast the show. It turns out she's not going to be here tomorrow. I thought she was for the first hour.
But
in terms of Matthew, because of the time schedule, probably forgot. You're here for the last half hour today. And you'll also be back on Monday, which is the 19th, for another full hour of wellness and firing line.
Okay, Bill.
So please continue.
I only have a half an hour.
Go ahead with your questions. Yeah.
Well, great. This is a funny thing to be here on a Wednesday. I have a few announcements I want to make up for my own forgetting what I'm doing tomorrow and everything.
Right.
I was supposed to have a Friday show, as Bill just said. So here I am for a half an hour today to ask a few questions that I already have ready. That was ready for tomorrow, but I'm kind of pressed for time. But I'll tell you what's really, really important that I have to say. And that is that we have our huge, huge Thanksgiving sale coming up. And that's going to start on Tuesday, November 20th, straight through to November 27th. You know the whole thing, how it goes, the 7% off, the 7% off of sale.
We call it 7 for heaven is what we call it.
7 for heaven, for sure. But I'm going to tell you a little secret. I'm going to put that up tomorrow. And if you've been listening, it's going to say November 20th to November 27th, but I'm going to put it up tomorrow before I head out for the afternoon for all my appointments. And it's you're going to be able, the coupon's going to be active, and it's an easy one. It's thanks. THANKS. Thanks.
Are you going to put on the actual... And the logo on the picture that
the logo on the picture. No, no one's going to know except for who's listening, just our listeners.
So if you're not a listener, you're going to actually not know that the sale came on early.
You won't know that the sale came on early, but if you're listening, you'll know. You can use your coupon.
You're playing the Michi game, right? It's a communicator.
I'm trying to have fun.
That's good.
Girls just want to have fun. Okay. I've got lots for, I would have had lots for tomorrow, but I'm going to save it for Monday.
Right.
Your first hour Monday. Right after our weekend and everything, we'll be fresh and ready to roll.
Right.
I'm going to start with our dear friend Ken over there in Georgia, Bill.
Right.
And Ken, my dear, bought an ozonator.
Right.
Yeah. Put your phone down.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Don't need your phone.
Yeah, go ahead.
Your phone that I fixed, by the way.
Partially, yeah. I had to do some more this morning. I had to do a lot more, and I got, because I kept on asking, so I had to go to an alternate thing. But it's done. But I have, there's one more
thing. How are we going to tell the truth about the phone?
And you did an amazing, you did an amazing thing.
You can give me a compliment.
I can give you a compliment because you did an amazing thing that was completely locked up.
If there's anything wrong with computers,
I was in the middle of a
phones in this house, everyone comes to me.
Yeah, yeah, but I had to do more this morning afterwards.
Yeah, I told you I was going to do it all night long.
Right. Yeah, go ahead, Mish. You're wasting your time here. Go ahead. So our guy Ken asked about his ozonator.
I'm not wasting my time. I'm talking about important things, fixing phones.
Right.
Giving myself some accolades for a change.
Okay, well.
Acting just like you.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Yeah, so Ken asked, got an ozonator.
He asked about the ozonator. And he wanted to know how long that you leave it in a
five glass.
I did that last week. Didn't I do that already?
Five to 10 minutes in the ozonator.
Ken, you've got more questions.
Let me finish. No ozone water is called no water.
Right.
You put five drops in 16 ounces of water or soda, like Zevia soda, or your home, or your pure water system water.
Oh, that was
then
last
you, then
week,
you put in the ozonator, 5 to 10 minutes, a little ball in the ozonator.
Yes,
then
yes.
We're going to soon have a private label version of a hydrogen generator, so-called NOH. And these are all super antioxidants that actually will clear your body of pathogens and turn off all free radical reactions. So they're amazing. Okay.
Well, you know what I did? I just grabbed my stuff, and I'm starting to talk about the stuff that we already talked about. So I'm just going to do it off the cuff. I remember talking to Ken this week, and he was worried about his potassium. And he's thinking that if he took that he was eating, he eats a lot of sodium. He likes salty stuff and lots of Himalayan salt. So he realized, he said, "Oh my gosh, Michelle, I haven't been buying magnesium, your magnesium potassium. I think I should have potassium to counteract sodium.
Magnesium potassium citrate, you're right.
And his question is that true? That is that going to he'll get rid of some of the fluid? That in order, if you eat a lot of sodium, you need potassium in order to get rid of the fluid.
Yes, and the best diuretic is Power C.
So it doesn't,
sodium potassium ascorbate.
Oh, you mean that is potassium?
Yes, sodium potassium ascorbate.
So, what's the difference between the potassium in the Power C and the potassium in the magnesium?
The one I would recommend would be I'd take both. I take the magnesium potassium citrate as your best form of potassium, because you need magnesium to even maintain your potassium in your cells. If you're hypomagnesemic, you can't even hold your potassium in your cells. So the magnesium potassium citrate, but the Power C is basically a form of salts, calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate. So it's sodium, potassium, calcium, and magnesium ascorbic acid, and with bioperin, so it has a lot of the electrolytes right there. So you're going to get potassium and magnesium in there, as well as sodium and potassium.
I also want to know if carnosine D-link, does it help to counteract sugar?
No.
Like the carbo block,
It's similar, but when it does something different, it actually unlocks the sugar attached to your proteins. Totally different action. It's a chemical action. Just like the eye drops, which are carnosine, dimethyl carnosine that reverses cataracts, carnosine D-link releases the proteins in your body and enzymes that have got sugar cross-linked on them. So you take that along with Nutritrala. So you're trying to reverse diabetic or diabetic if you've got high elevated blood sugar. You take carnosine D-link and Nutritrala, at least two capsules, twice to three times a day. Same with Nutritrala 1 tablet, two to three times a day, and it'll reverse.
How is that not like carbo block?
Carbo block actually blocks your carbohydrates. The carbo block is actually in a component called NC. It's in our glycemics. And if you take a small glass of it before a meal, it'll block the carbohydrates of the meal. It actually blocks your actual physical absorption.
Yeah, but what if you don't want to have a drink? What supplement?
We used to have a separate form of the NC. We don't.
Yeah.
There was a product that's available. As
they
a
used to make it, right? And they must still make it. It's in the glycemics.
It's not available
it's not
right
separate.
Now. No, I can get another product I made private label. It's a medical product called Acarbose. it'll actually block it, but it's not as powerful as NC in our glycemics.
Okay.
So I'd recommend the glycemics. Okay. Okay. Next.
Next. Oh my gosh, you're just.
You only have 20 minutes and then you're going to be done. No, I don't have attitude. I'm a good
guy. Attitude. Okay, Patricia. I was talking to Patricia today, Bill, and she had hip surgery, if you remember her, from Florida. And she was telling me that she took a bunch of supplements before, because remember you were having before her surgery.
I heard your conversation. She did well, too.
Yeah, she said, did you hear her say that they let her go home the next day?
Yeah.
She did so well?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like good. 70s. Like, wow.
She's happy, happy lady. Now she's out of pain.
Now, she had a question that she wanted me to do for a Friday show, and this is our Wednesday show, so we'll do it.
This improved her, by the way, her post-op recovery.
Yes.
So I'm not against surgery, but I know when you do it, I can give you better nutraceuticals so you recover quicker, get out of hospital faster, and don't get complications.
Okay, she wants to know if does surgery deplete your magnesium?
Yes.
How is
any kind of stress does.
Any kind of stress?
Including anesthetic and stress in hospital and emotional stress will deplete magnesium. Any kind of stress depletes your magnesium. So if you're under stress, extra magnesium.
Okay. And that would be the magnesium glycinate. Right?
Yeah.
And then she said, why is she low on potassium?
Well, because you see, you need magnesium, but you need potassium. If she's not eating fresh fruit or other sources of potassium, I'd recommend the calcium magnesium, the magnesium potassium citrate, and the Power C. That'll give her the potassium she needs.
Our friend Richard has a praise report. Richard's over in New York right now. He's from up here in Southern California, just
Burbank.
Up the road from us, Burbank.
Yeah, just he's
if we can say that.
He's an immediate person up in Hollywood.
Anyways, he wanted you to know that he could eat 3 fish tacos with his kidneys handled it and everything. It was great. This is in
well, we've used a combination of special peptides and our Nutrimeds and a red deer velvet and Lumen Photon over his kidneys. And he hasn't even needed a stem cell transplant, but we stopped his kidneys from deteriorating for 2 years by using our nutraceuticals, and his doctors were pushing for 2 years.
You know what tacos they call them? Hispanic Chinese. That's something new.
Sounds yummy.
Hispanic Chinese.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. This is the site here, the stream guys. I have a video that explains it all right here. See that video? I recorded my cell phone is on. And welcome back. Michelle, you have some more questions. Let's proceed.
Well, I didn't bring my questions with me.
But they're in your head.
The ones that people I've talked to during the week, because my questions are still on my computer.
Yeah.
I was giving, you gave me 30 seconds. You called me at 2:28. Get down
here. Yeah, you're pretty.
Here I am.
You're pretty amazing. You're amazing, sweet, and beautiful, so. Mishi.
Oh, how sweet.
You're
very sweet. And who did your hair? It looks beautiful.
You do it. You do it all the time. Do better than any hairdresser, by the way. Make me look 20 years longer than my age. I look like I'm in my early 40s, rather than 66.
Marco from Chicago, Illinois. Unfortunately, his dad suffered at only your age, 66.
Right, I talked to him this morning
stroke.
For over an hour.
I did. put him through to you.
Yeah,
and he's been a regular customer for years.
14 years.
And I guess you got the whole lowdown on it, like he's in diapers, and his son is so sweet, he's taking care of him all the time, and he even said his mother didn't have the patience for it.
Yeah, what so I told him to do is get the power of attorney away from his mother so he can manage it. He needs to, number one, get back in hyperbaric oxygen, which we can arrange a mild hyperbaric chamber if he can't get in the free atmosphere. Second, he should be sleeping it overnight. Then we need to get him on a full nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, reduce his cardiac markers, improve his perfusion, and so on. And then prevent him from having future strokes, which is elevated lipid levels that are causing a problem where damage was already well, like homocysteine. We can do a special test for his vasculature to find out what's going on, and cardiac and blood kits. So I want to send him blood kits to his dad to find out why he got the stroke in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is he diabetic? Does he have hyperviscosity blood? Does he have elevated homocysteine? Does he have whatever?
What can you do for him now that he's in, I guess his left leg, he can't move that?
We can get him hyperbaric oxygen, which he did for the first stroke he had, but he had three other strokes and they didn't do it. So they then send him to rehab, just rehab without hyperbaric oxygen. You need both rehab and physical therapy and hyperbaric oxygen. And then you need also, he'll probably need stem cell therapy as well as the nutraceuticals. And I'd give him Cognition Plus, Brain Power, Natokinase, Cardiovasc, CoQ10, CoQ10, Ubiquinol, Magnesium Glycinate. Natokinase is very important to reduce blood viscosity because his blood is acting really thick. That's why he formed a clot or an embolus that causes stroke.
So the big thing is the Natokinase.
Natokinase,
right?
Is very important, and Cardiovasc. CoQ10, Ubiquinol across the blood-brain barrier, things to support neurotransmitter levels like Cognition Plus, Brain Power, and things to reduce free radicals, Gamma E Plus, Cell Detox, Glutathione, and Ultrasimon B1. It's going to involve a very complex protocol, and if you can't swallow the capsules, we'll make a smoothie and give it to him, or even put it down by feeding tube, if you can't swallow.
Will regular insurance cover, like hyperbaric and all those other things, just regular insurance?
Yes.
Well, because he has regular insurance. His mother was worried about.
Yeah, and not only that, he can also lease a hyperbaric chamber for a few $100 a month over, say, 5 years, and he can lease it, and that'll work.
But stem cells isn't covered on insurance, is it?
It is if you had, for example, we talked about this, the Christian organization out of Peoria that does it. We talked about that with Dave yesterday.
Samaritan, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you already are having strokes, they're not going to let you in. But if you're at risk, you haven't had a problem yet. If you join Samaritan, all your things will be covered, including even 4 months of vitamins.
We should actually have a link.
I do. I put it up yesterday.
Oh, did you? Oh.
Yeah, from the show I did with Dave, yeah.
Amazing.
SamaritanMinistries.org. SamaritanMinistries.org.
So once again, I'm going to remind you that the Friday show will be Monday, this Monday on the 19th. And, of course, it will be rebroadcast on Friday. Are you working on Friday? Are you going to be, like, Thanksgiving is Thursday. Are you going to be doing a show the next day after Thanksgiving, or no? No.
Probably not.
You think
I can do one if you want. Well, I'm a workaholic, so I like to do a show, I mean, if you don't mind. Because I just do it for a few hours on a Friday, and then I'm done.
Okay.
But, I mean, I probably will. I want to do a show, really. Because I think there's lots of things to say over Thanksgiving, because that's the time we thank God for what we have in America, and, you know, things like making sure that they do proper election counting and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But thanking God that, you know, we didn't get totally destroyed geopolitically, and that the Democrats, now they're in power, they're probably going to destroy themselves. So 2020 will be, you know, a stronger country, better economy, better border control, and more rational immigration. So the DACA kids will get absorbed, and we'll have a rational program like a DACA, like
well,
a
little Bracero
program for
all of your thanks is all to do with politics. I'm thankful. Let me say what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for NutriMedical. I'm really thankful for NutriMedical, you know, like Kelsey, I make her syrup every day.
I helped to design that for you.
Our friends, we've helped, and all of our NutriMedical family and everything. I'm very thankful for that because that keeps you healthy and happy, and if you're healthy, you're happy.
And by the way, I want to repeat this. I do not recommend or support any of the nutraceuticals advertised in my show. I want to realize that ours is superior, and they don't get it without advice. Mine's with advice. 95% is free email advice and starter protocols, and even if you purchase one product, you can get a call back.
And
I want people to understand that the health is important. You got to thank God for that and your family, and we have personal things like our little daughter with Down syndrome. She was getting serious problems, and now she's getting better. Right? Go ahead.
I want to remind you out there, you're listening, remember that the coupon thanks, THANKS, plain old thanks, that'll be available for you to get all the benefits of the sale, the 7% off. And the Bill, stop doing that.
Three minutes.
The three fingers? You're holding up three fingers like
three,
that?
3 minutes left.
But you know what that is? That's a Girl Guide. In Brownies, we have two fingers, and in Girl Guides, it's three fingers.
I didn't know that. I'm not a guide.
Okay, are you
I'm not
girl
a guide.
Guide?
I was guide? Never in a guide costume. How's that?
Anyway.
I was one of those top-level scouts. In fact, I was even one of the scout master guys working at the scout camps years ago.
Scouts. And what was the scout say when you put up your hand? Was that three fingers?
It was two.
Oh, you can't remember.
Yeah. Lord Baden-Powell, right?
That's right, yeah. When. So, don't forget that it'll be available to you from today, which is, what is today? Bill, the 14th. 14th of November.
All day.
Straight through to the 27th. And, of course, if you go to the website, you're going to see it. It's going to say, you know, tomorrow when I put it up, the banner is going to say the 20th. But you know better. You know,
right.
It's already there.
Exactly.
So, Bill, no, didn't have time to print off all my emails and questions. I'm just here, like, winging it. So let's wing it. What can we say if we wing it?
Well, the first thing is that I just recently got my biofilling machine, and it's amazing. Now, once I get the streams up, I'll be able to, instead of waiting 2 hours to do consults at 5 o'clock our time, I'll be able to do them 2 hours earlier. Which means a lot of the consults and biofilia and scans can be done right away, right after the show.
Did you talk about Stream Guys, how we're going to be having the shows up immediately?
Yeah, the streams, I want people to listen only, not on the Genesis stream, but on our streams. And we'll have players on Nutramatical, so you can just stay on Nutramatical, or go to Clay and Iron at Deagle Network. And it's going to stay on the Stream Guys, but it's going to immediately download to our Deagle Network for archives.
When I was talking to Patricia today, she loved that. She doesn't like to have to go over to Genesis. She says, oh, we have it right on Nutramedical, so I can stay at Nutramedical, which is...
Right, you say Nutramedical, and of course we're going to archive and have cross-indexing words to allow you to find stuff on Deagle Network.
Mm-hmm.
But you can just go to Nutramedical, and you can hear the show live and even have a rewind button. Plus, you can pull a clip off anytime you want.
Really nice.
I mean, all this, and there's no need for... You don't have any charges or membership fees, you know, like John B. Wells' radio show. Ours is all free. No charge.
And we have lots of visitors coming over next week from our Nutramedical family.
Yeah, I think
lots
so. Again, as they say, I can use my Sicilian accent. They're all part of the family.
That's right. They're all coming to see Daddy B.
Yeah, and they're going to get a full consultation, which is a review of their medical history. They're going to get a biophilia scan, the most advanced quantum scanner in the world, and I'm becoming an expert on it, trained by Aisha in the Netherlands. And we'll set up what test kits we need and what imaging studies and what specialist clinics around the world they need to go to get better.
And then after all that, they get time to go, the part I like,
to the country club next door, yeah.
Yeah.
We're over the other side of our mountain behind us, yeah.
I'm excited for Thanksgiving. I'm excited for the friends we have coming from the Nutramedical family, the various visitors.
It's something we've known for years. I mean, they've been... good supporters, and you got to remember, whether you're relatively new or whatever, this is a wellness family. And one of the things I like when I went over to Paris with Dave Mitchell is that this is a Christian conservative family of wellness. We treat your body health, but also your spiritual health sacredly.
Well, it's interesting to be talking to you too. You're listening right now, and I've probably been talking to you. And you know, I'm a talker.
You're amazing.
I should make fun of Bill because I love to talk. And then I get to meet you face to face. I love it. I just love this.
Michelle, you are a communicator. You are the most socially brilliant communicator I know.
Okay.
Plus, you're beautiful and you're wonderful.
Enough
personality.
Already.
And you're a great cook.
God bless you.
34 years, and I love you more every day.
I love you more every day too, sweetheart. Listen, I'm telling them that we love them and that God bless them. And we'll see you on Monday, first hour Monday.
That's good.
And I guess, what time is it? It's time, I guess you're actually done for
We're
the
done.
Day.
I may do a simulcast with Matthew if he calls me after the show.
Times are changing.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.